Good evening, world. Joseph Tame here in central Tokyo. Something like the 15th of November 2011, quarter past midnight, just walking home from the station after an evening spent with friends. One friend in particular, Paul, who has just flown into Tokyo today, and great to see him after a little while and catch up with other friends as well who normally only have contact with via Twitter, and yeah, very funny, very good people. Anyway, just a quick update on life. It's been really interesting couple of weeks. Getting back from Sendai was the last time I think I recorded. And big thing that took up a lot of last weekend was this shoot for NHK, for Japan's national broadcaster. They have a TV series, and they had an ongoing TV series and a couple of episodes dedicated to the theme of running, and they'd got together an incredible number of an incredible assortment of runners. Who this one chap ran over 5,000 kilometers this summer, averaging 70 kilometers a day for over 70 days non-stop in his 50s or 60s. Another guy ran a marathon across the Antarctic, and all these really quite amazing people. And I was there to share what I do, what I did with the Tokyo Marathon, and so they had a Joseph Corner, and it was very funny. I haven't laughed so much in quite a long time, laughing pretty much all day, because it wasn't, generally I loathe Japanese TV, but this I thought was very good, very interesting, and the commentators were very funny, and they encouraged us to talk as much as we wanted to, because they could just cut it out in post, as no doubt they will. But a very relaxed and wonderful group of people, been receiving a lot of messages from the people who appeared alongside me. They had us go out into the park with myself and Baba-san, this other runner who makes ice cream and things whilst running, and he made this delicious strawberry ice cream whilst we were running around the park, and which I live streamed via Skype back to the studio. I was quite surprised that NHK were prepared to do that, but indeed they were, and it went quite well. So yeah, it was an unforgettable experience, I must say. Really, really fun, and just avoiding getting run over by a taxi. Really, really fun. So now, that's the kind of big thing out of the way. The next thing to focus on is Le Web in Paris, and before that I'll be going to Switzerland, and after that I'll be going to London briefly. And actually starting to get excited about the trip, since my presentation is really coming together now, after some very useful discussions. And I have found my partner, my creative partner. They really are a perfect match for me. They're tremendously helpful, and they have the critical eye, but also the understanding of what I'm trying to do. Turns out it's my wife, and so that's been wonderful, working together on this plan. And it'll be good to see the family briefly, of course. It'll be good to go back to Switzerland, having not been there for many, many years, after living there for 2 years. And who knows what's going to happen after this? Who knows? I think there's only one thing that's for certain. It's the thing that's always for certain, and that's change. And that's exciting. Also enjoying my work in the daytime, in the studio, and on the other projects that I'm involved with. So very busy, but really is good. It's a good life. All right, I better sign off now. I'm nearly out of time. Thank you for listening. Take care, and have a good night wherever you are in the world. Bye bye.